Hello, I'm Miriam Levinson, Feldenkrais practitioner. This ATM illustrates one of the most basic and fundamental Feldenkrais techniques. It is deceptively simple because it's actually one of the most difficult to put into practice. Like many basic Feldenkrais experiences, you may find that this one has endless applications in real life. Now, without changing anything about the way you are sitting, turn your head to look to the left. Look as far as you can, really strain to see. In that extreme position, notice what you can see. Mark a spot on the wall or notice what your eyes are picking up. And also notice your sensations. Do you feel any pain or strain? Are you grunting or holding your breath? Now come back to the center and turn to the left again, but this time do a bit less. And then return to the center and again turn several times, each time doing less, making it smaller and smaller until it feels like your head is floating through the air or gliding through oil. When you find that effortless quality of movement, notice how far you can look. Is there a difference between the effortless range and the range when you were going as far as you could see, even if you had to strain? If you have pain in your neck or any difficulty, it might be that it's possible that you only find this effortless experience in your imagination. Now increase the turn a very little bit and notice if you start to feel some quality of resistance, like moving through thick liquid or mud. Or maybe you find yourself against a wall that you didn't notice before. Or maybe you start to feel a click or a jump. Perhaps you start to disturb your breathing. Now, on purpose, increase this turning movement until you start to feel strain or even pain. And then go back to the turning movement that feels like air or oil. This effortless sensation is your true limit. When you find your true limit again, do you see further or less far than you did with your first effortless movement? Now just take a little rest. In the Feldenkrais method, we don't rest because these tiny little movements are so exhausting. We just rest because the brain needs time to integrate the new sensations. Sometimes, simply by taking a rest, we can improve our functioning or our movement or our thinking. There's something to the expression of sleeping on it when you have a problem. You take some time to let your brain deal with it without having to force. Now return to this effortless movement of turning. Notice whether you want to look further, even if that means leaving this effortless feeling and experiencing strain or pain. Where does that impulse come from to go further than your effortless limit? Now turn several more times only to the left while staying only within your comfortable limit. Slow down so you can notice if you have any tension in your jaw or in your shoulders or in your back muscles, in your rib cage. Any effort around your mouth or your tongue? Any tension in your hands or around your eyes? Let go of as much of that effort as you can at this moment. Now imagine that there was a loud noise somewhere behind you and to the left, and turn as far as you can as if you wanted to see what that noise was all about. What is your experience of this extreme movement now as compared to the beginning? Now, we've explored going all the way to your limit, your physical structural limit, even when it's not comfortable, and we explored staying within your comfortable limit. How can this experience of exploring within those limits be applied to your everyday life? If you'd like, you can repeat the movement to the other side. Thank you.